Good morning, everyone. It's Inauguration Day, and we're going to be talking about a lot of history all this morning on The Takeaway. And with us is our very own Femi Okeh down in Washington to tell us about a little bit of history that we're actually listening to right now. Femi, good morning.
Good morning there, John. Good morning. Oh, you're listening to the Lesbian and Gay Band Association. They will be making history this afternoon when the inaugural parade starts, because for the very first time, they are officially in the parade. They got together just 2 days ago to rehearse 177 band members. They've got to look like they've played and marched together for months and months on end. But that's not the only challenge they have, because they are going to be in a formal parade. Normally, they're seen at big celebrations for pride, and they can bust a move, they can be unconventional, but they have to have discipline this afternoon. Here's drum major Marita Begley.
Gay bands, we mostly march in parades, gay pride parades, 4th of July parades, where it's like, woohoo, hey everybody, here's the band. It's very casual, very sort of interplay between the band and the audience. Here we've been told, eyes front, very serious, this is a formal parade, and these parameters are enforced among all the bands.
So wow. Listen to some of the rules that the parade and anybody taking part in the parade have to actually adhere to. They have to be at least 10 feet apart always. Their stride has to be 28 inches. There can be no baton
precise.
Tossing. Yeah, absolutely. No throwing the baton
inches.
In the air. Yep. And also no unauthorized dance moves, which is a problem because at the front of the LGBA are a group of dancers from the Morgan Scott Ballet Company. We've got Cara Cooper, Joseph Alexander and Edward Morgan. Now, they're used to busting a move, doing really unconventional dancing, getting the crowd going. And now Edward, who's really famous for tossing his baton in the air, can't do it because it's a security risk. It's a bit of a shame. Here's Joseph Alexander from the Morgan Scott Ballet describing what we won't be seeing this afternoon.
Tens of thousands of people turn out every year to Gay Pride to see Edward toss that baton and then catch it with attitude, and he holds it up and the power and the passion and the people roar.
You were going to be halfway down the parade route and you're just going to let it rip. Because you are holding back.
Yes, we've been told that we can't do that.
Yeah,
but they said that the Secret Service will tackle us.
Yeah.
No,
and we'll be in a holding cell for 24 hours. We've gotten that speech time and time again. And they know how passionate we are because they see us every year in Pride.
Right.
So we're like caged animals.
I love that.
If you want to see what the caged animals look like, you can see all of the group from the Lesbian and Gay Band Association on our website right now, thetakeaway.org. And you can see behind the scenes of our dress rehearsal. So there are a few restrictions that the band have to adhere to, but they realize that they're being a little bit conservative, that they're dialing it down a little bit, but it's definitely worth it because they are making history and also making a statement. Drum major Marita Begley.
Music is a great tool for opening a mind, because it's very hard to be angry or hateful or judgmental or critical or think, you know, the old jokes, God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, you know, all that garbage. It's hard to think that when you've got a Sousa march or you've got a song like Ode to Joy, which is just an anthem about what this whole thing is about. I mean, America is entering a new era, and it's just amazing.
History down in Washington from our very own Femi Okeh. That's the Lesbian and Gay Band Association, who will be making history as the first gay band to be included in an inaugural parade. And as we said, the voices of America are really the stars of The Takeaway this morning.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.